tzaddik is called kol. Why is a tzaddik called kol? Midas ha'yisod, in other words, called kichol b'shamayim lo'aretz, right? Choshem dunam v'vur teferes nitzachoid. Kichol b'shamayim lo'aretz. Choil, as the Targum says in the Pasuk in the Reyom, kichol d'ochit shmai v'ar. That's the Targum on the word kichol b'shamayim lo'aretz. Targum says in that, d'ochit shmai v'ar. So they explain the whole Indian of shmai v'aretz. And we have time for now. The whole Indian of Shemayim Baruch and said, so long peace is coming to us. What's the whole vat? The whole vat of gracious is Bar Lekim Esa Shemayim Esa Arts. Esa Shemayim Esa Arts to be Me'achi together Shemayim Arts. Shemayim Arts is like a chibo of Zachar Nekeva. Shemayim is the Zachar, and Arts is the Nekeva. By that we're saying what does the word Revia mean? Revia means Bia. What does Revia mean? Also means rain. It's a yichud. It's a zivuk of Shemayim. The rain is a yichud of the rain comes down, and it's ha'ilida v'tzmicha. Ha'ilida v'tzmicha. Zocher is mashpia to the mekeva, and the mekeva is ma'ilida. So what does the ochid Shemayim v'ar means? Again, making a yichud between the zocher and the mekeva. That's the ichud of Shemayim v'ar. Somebody who lives a gashmistika life in olam hazeh, ki'ilu without the Shemayim, so he's betraying. It's a bechinah znus. It's betraying the zohar. Betraying the zohar. It's a chasana between shemayim and arts. So gracious, the bar lekim is a shemayim and arts. That's from the achet. The marinaim says in other places, va'aretz. If you just oisik in arts, toyva goy b'choshech al pnei sahim. The ruach lekim are achefes. The ruach lekim is hovering. He's got nowhere to be. Hovering. You married. Arts married somebody else. He's got nowhere to be. Kisakovin wants to come down. And it's got nowhere to be. It's merachefes al pnei amayim. So we have to be ochid shmayim oretz. The same mechinen, that's a yichud. Now there's all our asik. So it's a mer like a tif and a kud. And the whole asik of shmayim oretz, we have to look at it as a marriage, as a chas. We're living down here on the oretz. And the Ebishter wants us to be married to him. And he's the mechinen of shmayim. Shemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, Aretz, Nosan, Livnei Yodam. So therefore we have to realize that making a yichud between Shemayim and Aretz is a nisun with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the person has a ruch nistik a day, he got married to the Shemayim, ki'ilu, the next day he has a gash nistik a day, he's run off, Chamon Islam with somebody else. So that's why the tzaddik is kichol b'Shemayim and Aretz. The tzaddik is Shema Abris, that's the ochid Shemayim and Aretz. He makes a shidduch between Shemayim and Aretz, and that's why rain, geshem, is the chibur. Geshem, the bechina of geshem is the bechina of when do we daven for geshem? Shmini Atzeres. What do we say Shmini Atzeres is? Shmini Atzeres is the zivuk, the yichud is the zivuk of zeram pin anuklu. That's when we ask for geshem. So going into the winter means coming out of Shmini Atzeres means that on Shmini Atzeres. We daven for Geshem. Geshem is kaviyachol the zera of Shemayim coming down into Oretz. That's what all the names you call, right? Yizerea zera in Oretz. That's all the bechina of we got married. It's a day of it's a simchas nesuin, simchas Torah is a simchas nesuin. It's a simchas nesuin. So on that day we have a simchas nesuin. What's the nesuin of Shemayim Oretz? What's the nesuin of Shemayim Oretz? Geshem. And on Pikabala, as you saw, the Simchas Torah and Nusaf is where the Yichud takes place, where we daven in Tfilas Geshem. Then, that's Bechina, like that was the Bia. That was the Bia that took place there. The Bia took place there. That's the Tfilas Geshem. So coming out of Simchas Torah, just makes our whole focus for the winter. The Zman of Geshem is the focus that we have a yichud with Shemayim Aretz. We're dealing with a yichud of Shemayim Aretz, and that's why he's going to explain the punishment of do the Ratzon Hashem, there will be rain. Don't do Ratzon Hashem, there won't be rain. Moray the Ketiv Hazach. You went with somebody else. You betrayed your husband, and then you want to come back to him. You want rain. Hare rain is part of the yichud between us. And you were living a gashmistic life. Yishom lachem benifta levavchem asaratam vatlim lehim achem. What is lehim achem? No, lehim is gashmist. That's what lehim achem means. No, shemayim. You haven't got shemayim in mind. Person has got shemayim in mind. You want it to rain? You want me to have beer with you? So it won't rain. Once that somebody wants asking, I mean, he didn't give that hezbeh. It was more pashta. wasn't a kill thing, but he asked Kibutaki, he said, what's the big punishment? About that you need rain. If you send the Choshim Akrovim and they bite Chasav Shalom, they bite people to death, it's worse than rain. You know, it's worse than, much worse than rain. It rains, it's reservoirs and it's dus. A person can hold out a month, 2 months, and this seems to be the ultimate dos. So you want to say it's about a v'otzas hashamayim like a patch. Maybe she says I'm closing. But the tifkait of that is Taka the Baruch Shalom saying I'm not married to you anymore. What could be worse? You've broken the shirk. Right? That's Taka big patch upon him. The Baruch Shalom tells us that he's not married to us anymore. So that's the yichud, that's the chibur, and that's how we have to look at the geshem, and that's why we have to machazik ourselves after sukkahs and after shmini atzeres going into the winter, to try to live shemayim, kimei shemayim al haaretz, to try to live. That those are the shirim that I'm putting out now, and that's much based on this nekuda of the ochet shemayim al haaretz, how important it is that the achdus shemayim is not as kimei shemayim al haaretz, living a shemayim dika life down in the haaretz. And the eating, make sure to have a safe open. Whatever person is doing in Gashmi is to shoot mischaber to Shemayim. And then it rains. And then it rains Beruchnis, it rains Begashmias, then it rains. That's the same machine, in Bechukoisai Telechu, and Asati Gishmechan Beitom. Later on in Bechukoisai, Hoivei, what's going on there with the Klalas. And see, in Bechukoisai Telechu, Nashni says, Hey, I'm Melim Betoira, this is not Asati Gishmechan. Say, fine as Ach. Fine Sachen, Sati Gishmechen Be'etom. Taka, what's Be'etom? What does Rashi say there? Be'leil Shabbos. Oh, doesn't understand the Tiefkeit. If you married to Rabbi Shlomo with the Torah, and that's because Matan Torah is when the Shemayim came down to Oretz. Yered Hashem al Sinai. Yered Hashem al Sinai. It's a Marid Kazach. The Shemayim came down to Oretz. It's the raining. When the Talmud Chacham has mitzvahs Oino, Havada, that's the time to rain. And the Pasha Trad is because people are at home. But Tif Giret, because that's the time of Yichud. There's a Yichud between Shemayim and Oretz. That's when it rains. So if a person, if a Bimba Chachoy said to Elechu, if it's Nesoy said to Shemayim, then we're married to the Rabbi Shalom. Then when we're down here in Oretz, and we're married to Shemayim, Shemayim Hashem. So the Mesati Gishvichon, the Ebishter wants to have Zivig with us.
During the winter, it's like a married to case. It's Rotom when it rains.
Yeah, so I mean, it's making a chabra shemayim haaretz, and things grow, and it's that's the vote. Oretz and shemayim have to get married, yeah. And the gishomim is the zriya of my leader. Oretz has to be my leader, and oretz has to be matzmicha. So my gezach, and that's our avoda during the winter when we see the rain. We see how we have to the kesher between Shemayim and Oretz. We have to make this kesher between Shemayim and Oretz. See if you can find the connection. No, no, much I'm not the connection. It's all Pesach for these types of days. Look out the window and it's all dust. You say, ah, why does it get all dark? Because there's a yichud, there's a zivuk taking place. There's a zivuk taking place. It has to get dark.